Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brewer Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. And I drug somebody in today with me in the studio. I found him.
I'm back. Let me tell you guys, I was on vacation, and I was in Europe. But I don't want to make a big deal about that because I don't like telling people where I am when I'm not around. And so I was traveling, and I'm going to tell you some of the stories of that. And it's unbelievable what's happening in Europe right now, how scared everybody is because of this whole thing in Iran. They're terrified, and they don't know what to do. And they're all mad at Americans again.
Well, rightfully so on this one.
And I told them, I said, don't be mad at me. I didn't do anything. I didn't want this.
None of us wanted this stuff.
No. But then a bunch of them said to me, well, you realize this is just Trump doing what Benjamin Netanyahu told him to do because of the Jeffrey Epstein files. And I'm like, yeah, I got that.
No, like everybody's saying that.
No, like everybody in Europe saying that.
Yeah.
Everybody here saying it.
I had a doggone, I had an Uber last week, and I had to go pick a truck up. I Ubered, and I'm in the Uber, and the guy starts ranting about basically what's going on with Iran, about us about to, we haven't attacked them yet. We're about to attack them. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, he goes, you already know we're going to attack Iran because Epstein files, all stuff's come out about Trump. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, yeah, I said, and Netanyahu's deemed it so.
Yes, last night I took Uber back from the airport.
Yeah.
So if I look a little bit jet lagged, that's because I am.
Now you're here with us.
But he was from Gaza. He's born in Gaza.
Oh, wow.
I mean, think about it for a second. Out of all the hundreds of countries he could have been born in, I mean, he's got, you know, Gazan citizenship, which I didn't know was a thing. And basically, Palestinian. And he just told me, he said, that what they're doing is unbelievable. He said, and then he started talking about something interesting. And I saw it on the news this morning, too. They basically declared jihad now. Okay, now that's a holy war.
The Muslims?
The Muslims, yeah. Because their Mecca, their capital, whatever, has been attacked now. Yeah. And so they're really upset. And the problem with the jihad is there's no negotiation.
Not with the Muslims when they do that.
No, because
it's God, a holy war.
Because they're committing this war unto God now, unto Allah. And when they do that, it gets real serious real fast.
Yep.
In other words, they're not going to lay over like a lapdog and pee on themselves now because Trump put a couple bombs in.
Well, no. I mean, look what happened that last week over in Austin, Texas. Mm-hmm. That guy run around with the Allah shirt on, basically shot all those people in nightclubs and that shooting in Cincinnati, which nobody's really talked about that at all. Mm-hmm. 9 people got shot at that other restaurant club in Cincinnati.
Because see, they see the United States as the great Satan, and they see Trump as the Antichrist, basically, their version of that. And so they're looking this out as a holy war. So Trump was bragging that he had decapitated the leadership and killed 48 people in their country, you know, immediately after the war started. Well, I don't know what it is. It's when we attack them unprovoked, but not a war. And then Rubio came out and said 2 days ago that the reason we attacked them was because Israel's about to attack them, and he didn't want Israel to attack them first. And Trump didn't first because they knew there'd be a massive blowback if Israel attacked them against our military installations. Wait a minute. Did I just say that? No, Rubio said that the reason we attacked him was for Israel.
This is
government officials now admitting it.
Well, the problem is they're not even trying to hide it anymore. The compromise aspect of the government and the Senate and the Congress and everybody, it's reached a point now to where nobody's even trying to hide that everything is being done at the behest of Israel now.
Well, no.
We're never trying to hide it anymore. Well, they're telling us why we're doing it.
And everybody knows that Epstein was Mossad. He worked for Israel. Everybody knows he's got videos of a whole bunch of people in the United States with little girls. Everybody knows that. Okay? And so everybody knows there's a real problem that they don't want this stuff disclosed. And so, you know, I saw the picture. We should have shown it on our show years ago. Did we or not? No, we did not because we didn't have video then.
Which one was it?
It was the one of Benjamin Netanyahu walking around with a dog leash with Trump on a leash.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I remember that, yeah.
Trump was on a leash. And this is back in his first term, and he was snatching him around. It was like a caricature. And so everybody knows that that's how it works now because, here's the thing. It's like when we had Robert David Steele on years ago, and he passed away now. May he rest in peace. I hope he's in heaven. He basically said that what they do is they don't make you do everything they let you vote about 90% of the time on what you want to do if they put you in the office.
He said that. Yep.
On our show. And he said, and then 10% of the time, they tell you what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And if you don't, they'll tell you, we're going to give you everything. You're getting the pension. You're getting life insurance. You're getting health insurance.
You're getting insider stock trading.
You're going to leave here unbelievably wealthy or we're going to destroy you. You pick which one you want. You're going to vote 10% of the time for what we tell you to do and 90%. And the same thing happens with podcasters. And I could give you name after name after name.
Yep.
They come in and they say, yeah, you know, I had one of them one time. I listened to him say it, and I could tell you who it is, but you already know who it is anyhow, so it doesn't make a difference. He's a big podcaster. And he said, I am a Zionist. I support Israel. That was on his show. He said that. And so that means he is going to do the testing of Israel. And sure enough, about 90% of the time, he tells the truth. He does. It's a good, pretty good story sometimes. And about 10% of the time, it's basically that. He's one of the ones who attacked Candace Owens here a few weeks ago. Just thought I'd mention that. I never attacked Candace Owens. I like Candace Owens. I'd love to be on her podcast. I'd love to her come on our show. It'd be kind of fun. You know, I think we should find, you know, somebody who would actually agree with most of the stuff she says on our show. But when Rubio said the other day that they were going in to attack Iran because it was at the behest of Israel, so Israel was going to do it regardless, he kind of told you who's running the show here.
Yeah, he did. Hmm?
Man, if you guys want more information on the whole thing with Iran and Iraq and all that, you just, you know, listen to Fox. You're going to get a bunch of lies. I just told you what's going on.
Well, yeah. The propaganda is going to be very strong on this one. The problem is it's dragging the United States military and all of our boys back into another escalated conflict.
In the sandbox.
This isn't us taking Venezuela with some op boys.
No.
This Iran's a very, very big formidable force. And now you got Russia and China. They're sitting behind now and they're watching this and they're like.
Well, Russia and China are a bunch of big mouths. They're not going to do anything. Because if they were going to do so, you got to remember, Si, this is really important. Okay, this is kind of a critical information structure here. As far as we're going to do intersect here, Russia and Chinese central banks are controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. Period. Okay, as are almost every central bank in the world, except for Iran and North Korea now. Okay, so they're being told what to do by the people who control the money supply. Follow the money. So Russia and China attacked, you know, Ukraine over four years ago now for a very specific reason. And it was because they were told to. And there were a bunch of Nazi divisions over there in Ukraine that were so happy that Hitler had freed them from the grasp of the Soviet Union way back when in Russia that they were still loyal to Hitler, you know, 60, 70 years later, if you can believe that. They run around with swastikas. Just thought I'd mention that. You guys can look it up. And so they had to make sure they cleared that group out. And that's what that whole thing's been about, clearing that group out. And the sad part about all of it is when you stop and you think about it, you think, well, there's a lot of people dying over there. Well, we think there are a lot of people dying over there. I talked to two more people, Austin, while I was in Europe, and they were from Ukraine. And none of them ever saw a single bomb drop. And their relatives haven't seen a single bomb drop. Well, if there's millions dead, Austin, somebody's got to be dropping bombs somewhere. So that's why I said, watch the movie Wag the Dog. We don't know what's going on over there. I remember I got into that discussion one night with Jeff Rentz. And I said, he was talking about this and this and this. I said, Jeff, we don't know what's going on over there. You know, you're being told this. I'm being told this. You know, we've both been told this. But when I talk to people on the ground over there, they haven't seen any bombs drop. Now, I'm not saying there haven't been bombs that have been dropped. I'm not saying any of that, because I'm sure there have been bombs that are dropped. And I'm sure people have died over there. But the question is, why hasn't Putin ended this? He's been in this war now longer than he was in World War II.
Well, that's the kind of part that I think is more disturbing and questionable than everything, is why this conflict has gone to this level of escalation length.
You said a couple of years ago, though, you said the military-industrial complex, which is owned by the Rothschild banking cartel, has deemed it so.
You remember, if you look at the timing on it, you look at a calendar, you will see that right after we pulled out of Afghanistan, mm-hmm. they immediately got into a conflict over there. And then what happened? Raytheon and Lockheed Martin spooled up all the factories mm-hmm. to start sending. Remember, they said, we're sending all of our extra missiles, all of our extra ordnance, all of our extra artillery. Everything's going to Ukraine. Another $100 billion. Remember that? We always had this conversation. Why are we sending another $100 billion in Ukrainian arms? Well, here was the thing. We weren't sending $100 billion in cash to Ukraine. That never happened. We were giving $100 billion and contracts to Raytheon and Lockheed to ship all additional armaments and artillery to Ukraine.
Which never made it to Ukraine. They were sent all over the world.
A large percentage of them never stayed in Ukraine. A lot of the stuff that I was told by very, very close individuals I know that are still contractors told me that about 70% of the armaments that were going to Ukraine were then going down through Istanbul, through Turkey, through the Black Sea, and going down to Yemen and other parts of Africa. Verbatim, he told me that first in person. He was still a contractor. So that was the entire aspect of Ukraine. Is that still what's going on now? I don't know. I haven't heard as much about it anymore. I mean, golly, after you start sending a couple $100 billion in weapon systems all over the
kills
world.
Kills a lot of people.
You start running out of people to kill.
But Hillary said, I know you guys, listen, I know.
Your favorite person
no,
to listen
I
to.
Know you guys love Hillary Clinton, okay? And I know you love Slick Willie. And honestly, I kind of like Bill Clinton. I can't believe I said that. I did say I'd vote for him, but he's so slippery and he's so nice. And they say if you meet him, he engages with you. He's the consummate politician, and you think he's the nicest person on earth. If you meet Hillary, You want to go jump in the shower, scrub down with lye soap. You got it. You know, you had enough of it. You're like, this wretch, this wretched woman, this witch. As according to Larry Nichols said, that she used to go to her witch's coven in L.A. every 6 weeks. Legit, for real. That's what he said, which I believe him. So, I mean, but she says now Hillary Clinton insists. Here she is talking. She pitched her little.
She insists. No, I love what she says.
I got to say this. Forgive me. It's my first day back and I'm jet lagged. I've got an excuse. You can fuss all you want. But she pitched a biatch fit. Now you can fuss at me. At the meeting the other day, because she actually went in there to be deposed against Jeffrey Epstein. And one of the congressional people in there took a picture of her before the deposition ever started and leaked it to the press. Well, that's a no-no. And Hillary Clinton, hate to say it, after what you've been, Benghazi, she's right. You're not supposed to do that. It's a closed-door session. Now, Bill had said he wasn't going to testify unless it was open door for everybody to hear. But she basically had a picture taken of her before the thing even started, and she pitched her biatch fit right in the middle and got him and walked out. Now, I personally think she was waiting for an incident from a legal standpoint to be able to get up and walk out. And she got it. But she's, and I hate to say it about her, she's that smart. She's probably demon-possessed by some type of whatever it is. But the reality is she's now saying, and she's insisting, that Christian men are damaging the path forward for the United States, for America. It was from the Harbinger's Daily. I posted the story. And she's up there talking, and I think to myself, you know, I voted for Donald Trump in 2016. But I didn't vote for Donald Trump. I voted against Hillary Clinton. I did. And I voted for Trump because that was the choice, him or Hillary. And I think she realized with the amount of landslide victory he had that people really don't like her. I mean, she's just, you know, well, she's a Butch Dyke lesbian. I got to say that, Austin. Isn't that terrible?
You've been waiting to say that for 3 weeks.
I have been.
And you couldn't say it over in Europe.
Oh, my gosh. No, over in Europe. I'm over there, right? I'm looking around. I'm trying to pull stuff up on the internet. And all of a sudden, this pops up on the internet. And it says to me, and it warns me, it says, and I was.
You haven't pulled up?
Oh, yeah, I mean, right here. I can't. Yeah, I can just say this. You can see right there. Unavailable due to legal reasons.
That pulled up. It pulled up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that what it was Tucker Carlson's.
Let me see.
It just popped up.
Because you're in the United States now, bud.
Yeah. Why was Tucker Carlson pushing for DNA testing for Jews? What's to know about the Khazar theory that anti-Semites can't shake? And it's so funny. I pulled it up, and it reset itself, and it pulled up. It would not even let me play that in the EU. I sent the picture to Austin.
I'm getting it right now. Yeah. Pulling it up.
And so when I try to pull this article up, it would not even allow me to show it.
You said that. You said there are multiple sites that are blocking. They block you in Europe.
Yeah.
You can't go to them. They're forbidden. They're blocked now.
Well, that's because the EU is controlled through Belgium, which is controlled through the Rothschild banking empire.
Stand by with me, guys. I'm not playing on my phone. I'm going to show this photo so you guys actually
see it.
Well,
I'm going to talk about it while he's doing this. Why was it so funny? It just popped up when I said I couldn't get it. Why was Tucker Carlson pushing for DNA testing for Jews? And what he was saying is he was doing an interview with Mike Huckabee, who insisted that the Jews had a contractual right from the Old Testament to own Gaza. And then he said, well, if they're Jews, okay, but how do we know they're Jews? Why don't we do a blood test? You're invoking this blood thing, this theory that they own it all. Why don't we do a blood test? And that was done years ago. They were testing a bunch of these basically Ashkenazi Jews, and they were found that they had no Abrahamic blood. None, because they weren't Abrahamic descendants. It was from a place called the Khazars. It was an interesting thing. But you guys can go ahead and look it up yourself. But it says, why don't we do genetic testing on everybody in the land and find out who's Abraham's descendants, Carlson asked Huckabee at one point. Using the name Abraham used to before he made a covenant with God, become the first Jew. It's really simple. We've cracked the human genome. We could do that. Why don't we do that? Another point, Carlson singled out Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu specifically as an illegitimate Israeli. And they checked before over there. They said, you guys don't have any Abrahamic blood in you. And Benjamin Netanyahu just kind of laughed. What you're saying is that certain people have a title to a highly contested region. They own it in some deep sense, he told Huckabee. So I think it's fair to ask, who are they? And how do we know they own it? So the current prime minister's ancestors weren't from here within recorded history. He has no deed. Bibi Netanyahu on one side, his family's from Poland. They're from Eastern Europe. So how do we know he has a connection to the people who God promised the land to?
Here we go. Award-winning coverage, local, national, and world news of Jewish interest. This is the JewishNews.com. This is the site that he went to in Europe,
there you go.
Ironically. Section 451, unavailable to legal reasons. We recognize you're attempting to access this website from a country belonging to the European Economic Area, including the EU, which enforces the general data protection regulation.
Censorship.
Access cannot be granted at this time.
And they give you a website and a phone number. Now, why would they give you a phone number? They want to collect your data.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
They want to know who you are, why you want to read this.
They want to do data collection on it.
No data collection on you. Make sure if you're one of the January Sixers, they can find you.
Well, anyways, so also...
So hence I was not telling you where I was because I did not want the footsteps and the boots.
Well,
in the middle
of night. Honestly, and I told him this, I said, I need to make sure, just from a logistical standpoint with the show long term,
you
can get back out of Europe. Because they've already said this. Now, they flagged numerous people that have come back out.
But, you know, I left Deutschland, okay? One of the most censored countries in the EU.
Exactly.
I left them yesterday morning, actually. And I the last time I left Deutschland, I was detained.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay? By this transgender. Kind of gay. Kind of tranny. Kind of weird. Some dude with long fingernails and fingernail polish. And he was asking all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
And it was a secondary checkpoint before I get on the plane.
You told me that, yep.
They didn't have it yesterday.
Really?
I went through the basic screening, and then I got on the plane. That was it.
You said it was only about a quarter full, wasn't it?
Yeah, there were only about 60 people on the plane in the back.
That's a soft flight across the water.
I got to upgrade to business class, which if you ever fly over there, I really suggest you do business class.
They can't. That American Airlines couldn't have made much money on that.
No, the whole back of the plane was empty. I walked back there. I wanted to see it. It was a huge plane. It held hundreds of people, and there were 60 people in the back.
Well, you got the coach flights for about, what, $1,500?
Not anymore. They're way down in price because people aren't flying over there right now.
You fly that big jet across the pond, dude. You're not talking about a lot of money they generated.
Well, the biggest problem they have right now is nobody wants to fly because of jihad.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, did I say that? Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
Think about that. Everybody's thinking 9/11 again.
Yeah, or you know what happened in Lockerbie, Scotland. Yeah, they're really, because people are frightened over there. I mean, because they're like, we're about to get dragged into World War III because the United States is being Israel's little, you know that thing.
Well, and, you know, we've done a 20-minute intro. Let me cover some stuff on the site here for everybody.
Have I really done 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's been a 20-minute intro. Gosh. So let me cover some stuff on the site, up to date you guys on everything with some products we have going on and some housekeeping. Product of the week, Probiotic DF. That product's going off today. You guys voted for the new product to win product of the week.
Great product.
Which I'm not surprised. GHI Cleanse won product of the week.
GHI always wins.
I know. Won by a landslide. But it even beat the organic meat buckets. It beat the Fit Food. It beat the NAC, which GHI already has NACs and Sublime will be 12. So I guess everybody kind of looked at it.
And GH is probably one of the top five best supplements we make. It's that good. I take it every day.
Well, there's another article here that Harrison wrote for me the other day. It says billions are falling short on essential nutrients. Then it goes into detail on how so many people are deficient in things like vitamin C, B12, all types of different nutrients. And a lot of it has to do with the hidden impact of soil depletion and modern diets. It's a great article. You guys need to read it. It says Ultimate Multiple Powder addresses most of the common nutrient shortfalls.
That was a Freudian slip. That was pretty good. Ultimate Multiple Power.
Yeah.
where's my camera? Give me your camera. I'm supposed to give it. Thank you. That's a good slip. Go ahead. I like that. What's the next one? Go ahead.
It says between the vitamin C to the 5-MTHF to the B12 to the magnesium to the zinc to mix the tocopherol vitamin E, everything in between, says these nutrients function as coenzymes and cofactors throughout the body. Magnesium alone participates in hundreds of enzymatic reactions, including ATP production and protein synthesis. When global modeling shows billions of individuals falling short of essential nutrients, those diet alone is not enough. Supplementation becomes a practical strategy to help support biochemical balance. And this is why we continue to encourage you guys to stay on these products, to stay healthy and strong. And then it says why detoxification and metabolic processing time matters with GHI Cleanse. It says when examining the GHI Cleanse, what immediately stands out is architectural design of the formulation. Rather than functioning as a simple vitamin supplement, the product delivers 26 grams of protein, creating an amino acid foundation that supports metabolic activity, tissue repair, and enzymatic production. Alongside of that, it goes in and it goes on in detail. Let me cover this right here. It says nutrient deficiencies do not arise solely from inadequate intake, but also result from impaired absorption, oxidative stress, and metabolic inefficiencies. This is what I tell you guys all the time. In order to get the nutrients in your body and absorbed in your body, you've got to get basically the toxicity down. You've got to get the inflammation down.
You have to be able to break the product down. What we've seen repeatedly is when you have supplements that are bound together with basically cement, okay, calcium carbonate and whatever else we're using, and they're basically putting it in concrete, and you basically can't even chop it with a hammer, You know, how are you supposed to digest that?
And remember, the B vitamins and most of those cheap products are methylated.
Nope.
So even if your body can actually get a hold of them, it now is to methylate them, to convert them into a methylated form, which, as I've shown you before, the research shows, like cyanide cobalamin, when your body absorbs it, if it does, it's got to basically convert it in the liver. It only has about a 20 to 30% absorption rate after conversion. So it's not very effective, even if you're taking a high dose of it. Not to mention, the cyanide cobalamin that breaks off of the B12 is liver toxic.
That's right.
Liver toxic. I mean, it says right here, the GHI cleanse complements the micronutrient support provided by the Ultimulti powder by helping maintain the metabolic system responsible for nutrient utilization and detoxification. This is why I've said it so many times, and I'm going to clarify it again. In order to get the best results from your multiple powder, your B-complex, or whatever supplements you're taking, you've got to get your body detoxified. You've got to clean it out, and you've got to reduce inflammation. That's why the GHI cleanse, hence it won product of the week again.
Well, you know, it's so funny. And Michael Barrett and I were talking the other day, and he says, the one thing that really separates your podcast from other people's podcasts is that, you know, you cover the news, but you also give people solutions.
That's exactly right. I always try to do that.
You know, and that's why we do this. And that's why we promote certain products.
Well, you know, anybody can get on a podcast and the sky is falling, the grass is dead, the pollen's coming down again.
Kind of scaring me a little bit.
Well, dangerous. Well, yeah, you've been on the show in a while. Man, we've had some intense shows without you.
Oh, man. Jeez.
But you know what I'm saying? Anybody can get on a show in doom and gloom and talk about crappy everything is and how everybody's going to die. Well, guess what? I have news for you. We're all going to die at some point. It's going to happen. What we do here is what makes
not
the difference.
Not just yet,
Gladiator. And so, I mean, being able to do the best you can, encourage the next generation, stay as healthy as you can, enjoy your time here, stay as strong as you can, and continue to teach the truth to other people. Because quite frankly, the lies being perpetrated.
Everything's a lie. Except for what we tell you.
I told the guy in the Uber the other day.
Trying to do the best we can.
Yeah, the guy in the Uber. I told him, I said, I told him I did a podcast, and I said, just understand about 90%. I'm being generous, but I said about 90% of everything you hear on the mainstream media and a large percent of alt media is theater. It's propaganda. Mm-hmm. It's psychological warfare. It's designed to make you think a certain way and have a certain perception of the current situation so you go along in the direction they want you to go.
You know, it's interesting. The other day I spoke to a 16-year-old. Okay, I had lunch with him and some other folks, and it was crazy because he was completely and totally brainwashed by the German institutional things that we call school. No.
16.
No, they had him completely to a full-blown atheist. Gosh. He said, I am an atheist.
That's a bold statement of 16.
Well, you're stupid at 16.
Anyway. Yeah, but gosh.
Everybody is. And, what's so funny is, so I sat there, he goes, yeah, I don't believe in creationism. I believe that we just happened. I said, so you believe you came from a rock to get hit by lightning? He looks at me and goes, what? I said, yeah, that's what they believe. You've got to take it all the way back. That there was a giant storm on the planet. They don't ask you where the planet came from. And the lightning.
Well, the planet's a big bang. Just suddenly there's an explosion, and suddenly Earth was formed.
But nobody tells you where anything came
right.
from.
Right.
And I said, what's happened is you had a rock that was being hit by lightning and created a peptide. He goes, what? I said, well, that's what you're telling me you come from. And I said, so you came from a rock that crawled out of the slime. I said, it didn't work like that in nature. Nature follows the least path of resistance. I said, that's why I remember I did the amoeba dance for you one time. The amoeba doesn't want to be a human, it wants to be an amoeba. No one's like, they're not going to be a human. You can't do that.
It's the brain.
No. I told him, I said, I don't know about you. I said, but I was created by God. And I looked at him, I said, make God whoever you want with God to be. I said, I'm not telling you what your interpretation of God should be. I said, I'm telling you, he created heavens and the earth. And so we had to talk for about an hour. And finally he was listening to me. I said, oh, you don't understand something. I said, everything they told you in school is a lie. Pretty much all of it, including World War II. All of it's a lie. And I said, so you got to choose on what you want to believe. And well, how do I know you're telling me the truth? I said, do research. I said, start digging deeper into who runs the planet and why they run the planet and what they're doing. I said, do you not realize that with the Jeffrey Epstein emails, they were talking about eating babies? Said, well, yeah, they were. I said, you think that's normal? I said, that's a satanic mess. I said, this thing is not, we're run by an ancient Canaanite cult. It's a sex death cult. I said, you got to look at what's going on. And I said, you got to realize that. And I remember his mom was sitting there, and she was agreeing with everything I said. She does all kinds of energetic healings and stuff like that. And she said, he's right. He kept telling the kid, he's right. And finally I told him, I said, now you can believe whoever you want to believe. You have that opinion. You have the ability to do that. Like, I was in Paris. Remember, I've told you about how bad Paris was. It's worse.
Oh, yeah.
I got into the wrong road looking for the wrong hotel on this whacked-out BMW navigation thing I rented over there. No, I get to this place. This is unbelievable. Number one, there's poop all over the streets. The place smells like a cesspool.
I saw another video. They said it just, all these migrants just defecate.
No, and all of a sudden I look over to the left, and we're under a bridge. And there's an entire encampment that goes on for like a quarter of a mile. It's about, 200 feet deep, that basically is on pallets so they can rinse underneath it, right? You can keep it clean because they have to hose it out. And there are all these tents set up. It's a tent camp underneath a bridge.
This is in Paris. Pallets.
This is Paris, yes, yeah.
But actually in Paris.
But the Champs-Élysées or whatever you call that thing over there, they don't do that around there. But you step off that main street, you go back about 100 feet, it gets dark real fast, real quick. Because, on the main street, they got the Louis Vuitton store.
And they got 100 feet behind it.
Oh, yeah. It gets dark.
That
quick.
Fast.
I mean, that fast.
Gosh.
And I mean, it was unbelievable how trashed out that city was. And now we have all these Hollywood stars wanting to move to Paris and France.
Oh, give me a break.
And I'm like,
what they're doing is they're giving them money for social media, basically influencers. Well, saying, hey, say this online. No, say you want to move
what
to Paris.
What they're doing, they're buying, the Brad Pitt and Jolie are arguing over this 1,200-acre chateau they bought. That's a winery. Well, yeah, I'd probably argue over that, too.
Yeah, that's probably pretty nice.
So all those Paris people in Paris, just from the toxicity of the cars, they need to be on all GHI and ultimate multiple. Just handle the stress. You like to say one?
Yeah.
By the way, this scientist has a secret to lasting weight loss, and it's not about counting calories. And his name is Fung. He goes, why eat less and more is too simplistic in how we can reset our bodies to burn more fat. And it's so funny. He actually nails it. I posted this article. You know what he says? You stay away from high glycemic carbohydrates.
Yep.
He says, when you eat a bunch of sugar, your body has to dump a bunch of insulin, store a bunch of fat.
Yeah.
Now, I just made this whole article pretty simple. What he's saying is chicken and vegetables, fish and vegetables, beef and vegetables. I was able to go over there not gain any weight because I didn't eat a bunch of sweets. Now, I worked out two or three times a week. I did do that. But it was interesting because I couldn't believe, how many people in this country, all they want to do is live on candy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're chewing candy all day long. And all they do is keep their blood glucose up. And they when their blood glucose is down a little bit because they're trying to produce insulin, store all this fat, they eat more candy. More candy, more candy, more candy, more sweets. They want to have white bread and jam, They want to just eat junk all the time. No protein.
Well, no, it's like, I mean, the one guy that did the 30-day egg diet, maybe it was 780 eggs, 720 eggs. Yeah.
Blood cholesterol is perfect.
Lost, like, massively lost body fat. Gained muscle and lost body fat. That's called recompositioning in bodybuilding. That's unbelievably hard to do. She's exercising, eating like 36 or 40 eggs a day. All the eggs all day long. Gained muscle, lost fat. His cholesterol, HDLs were like through the roof. His LDLs were incredible. His triglycerides were perfect. His A1Cs were perfect. His testosterone went through the roof. The doctor goes, what are you doing? I mean, like 40 organic eggs a day.
Was he really eating that much?
Yeah. He was eating 720 or 780 eggs over a 30-day period.
Wow.
It's straight eggs. Well, I mean, you want to talk about keto.
Yeah, it's so funny because I'd go to these buffets. When you go to Europe, they'd give you like breakfast.
By the way, he was eating whole cracked organic eggs. He was not eating egg beaters or
eggs. No. And so I'm going to all these hotels, and they have these preformed eggs there in this buffet for breakfast.
Eggs? Preformed? Are you talking about egg mix?
Well, no, they're like scrambled eggs. You don't know what they are.
No, scrambled eggs.
And so every time I get to the hotel, I'm like, it was so funny. I was in this one hotel in France, and they go, I said, I need to have this black lady. I think she's from Africa. And she's cooking. And I said to her, I need real eggs cooked in butter. Had no idea what I was talking about.
It's surprising me. I've run the same problem. You go to a place, you say, I need like three or four whole eggs cooked in butter. They're like, what?
No, she couldn't.
They're trained to dowel out the liquid.
I had to go through four people. Finally, some guy comes in. He spoke like five languages. And he explains to her that I don't do omega-6 oils.
Yeah.
She didn't know what omega-6 oil was. Right. But she was over there spraying everything and pouring the oil into it. And, of course, the olive oil they're using most of the time has been cut canola oil. It's real yellow. Real olive oil is kind of green. And so finally we got her to do it. So then finally I told her I needed three eggs. She brings me two. So I ordered two more. And they were pretty good.
Yes.
But every restaurant, it was literally that. You have to tell them that you have an allergy to omega-6 oils, which you do, by the way. I'm going to tell you that right now, you have an allergy to omega-6 oils. Your body does not like those oils.
They're inflammatory to everything.
They're unbelievable. And so, but at the end, so when you go to a restaurant, make sure. And if I don't even try to explain to them about non-stick cookware. I don't even try.
The problem is you'd be hard pressed to find a restaurant now that actually has straight stainless.
I found one.
Did you?
But it was like I think they had to go in the back and dust it off and clean it or something.
Find it under some cabinet somewhere.
Gosh. But that took so much time that I didn't want to bother with that again. And so I try not to eat with non-stick cookware here at all. But
for a rare occasion.
And sometimes it was so rare, Austin, you have to get butter off the buffet to give to them to cook with because they didn't have any butter in the bag.
Well, that's also, too, I've told so many people, if you have animals like dogs, especially if you got really good dogs, like I got a breeder dog that's worth a lot of money that'll have some really good puppies, don't be feeding them the super cheap chow slop for pigs from the store at
the pub. All the grains.
You look at it, I promise you, look at the ingredient list next time. You want to read some toxic stuff. Look at dog food from Sam's. First ingredient is cornmeal. Second ingredient is canola oil. Third ingredient is like GMO corn flour.
And soybean, yeah.
That's all it is, the whole way through. And then they'll have like dehydrolyzed chicken parts and stuff in it.
Okay, give me a camera. I got a question to ask you. I've had several requests for this. Do you want us to start carrying pet supplements for dogs and cats?
Can.
Now you look at me like, did you say cats? I said cats.
I just give Thor the ultimate multiple chewable sometimes.
I know you stopped feeding him cats, didn't you?
Well,
I didn't say that. That slipped.
I never fed him cats, bro.
I can't believe. Or was it a rabbit you fed him?
No, he caught them. I never fed him.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Now, Diesel and Tank, I used to feed them cow hearts.
Oh, I remember that.
They used to love cow hearts. I used to order those offline.
Yeah, raw.
Raw cow hearts and raw cow livers. Yeah. You want to talk about beefing up a dog fast.
Oh, yeah. We had Malamutes back in the 80s, and we got chicken hearts. I mean, cow hearts and kidneys and hearts. Had them grind them, because these dogs are like wolves, right? They like to eat raw meat. And, boy, they got big.
Well, they just – in their joints, their speed, their agility, you'll notice. Within a month, if you feed them cow hearts and cow liver.
Yeah, but Countess, man, she got too much of that, I guess, when she was young because she killed Baron.
You got to watch it, especially like when you're in the raw stuff, there's so much blood in it.
Oh, my
They
gosh.
Start getting used it's to having blood. Raw meat all the time and raw food.
Yeah, she killed that dog. I mean, quick. Oh, but anyhow, but the scientist is right, though. You stay with the high glycemic carbohydrates.
It's a low glycemic.
No, you stay with high glycemic carbohydrates, you're going to get
weight. You get fat quick.
But you stay with low glycemics, that. And one thing that talks about on here about fruit, you got to be careful with bananas. I like bananas, okay? But
they're good specifically timed. Bananas need to be used either pre-exercise or post-exercise. Don't be eating two or three bananas before you go to bed.
Yeah.
That's the kind of time.
Eat two or three eggs before you go to bed.
Yeah, the bananas are great to give you a fast-acting carbohydrate before you work out or after you work out to push more glycogen back in the muscles. They're great for that, and you can eat a couple of them. Mm. But, yeah, you start eating bananas all the time, start eating them before you go to bed and all that. They will put weight on you. But you got to time your carbohydrates. And, like, with this article right here, this Harrison short that says why the Mediterranean diet reduces diabetes risk, this is exactly what we're just talking about now. Low glycemic carbohydrates, omega-3 fats like basically salmon. These foods keep your insulin. It all comes down to insulin. All comes down to insulin spiking. The more stable you can keep your insulin, your blood sugar levels, the less body fat you're going to gain, and also, too, the healthier you're going to be, the less stress you're going to have in your pancreas, and the less issues you're going to have with diabetes, especially type 2 diabetes, later on in the future. And that's why it says here, it goes into this detail about the Mediterranean diet, and essentially why so many individuals that actually eat this type of diet and eat eggs and fish and omega-3 fats all the time, why they don't have issues with diabetes in most cases at all. Because they're not having blood sugar spikes.
You know, Harrison does a great job on these health articles. He really does. He's
exceptional.
Brilliant. But he goes on to say, add extra virgin olive oil to your diet, but make sure it's real olive oil.
Yeah.
And that's expensive, by the way.
Or avocado oil.
Yeah, and says avoid UPFs. That's yesterday on the plane coming home. I spoke to this guy. He manufactures stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He has a big manufacturing company. And I was asking him, because he started to make mayonnaise now. And I said, well, can you start making mayonnaise that uses basically, you know.
We found one. I found one with avocado oil.
No, but this is the manufacturer.
Oh.
Okay. And I said, can you make them out of avocado oil? He goes, yeah. And he goes, I can do it. He goes, but the cost goes from $20 a case for 4 gallons of it wholesale to $80 a case.
Oh, yeah.
He said the problem is that people don't want to pay that because it makes
massive. Well, there's one brand Lana has that she's found.
No, I know.
It's expensive.
It's about that little thing. It's like $10.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you can get it at Costco, and it's about $12 for like four times that size.
But you go buy it, the giant estrogen soybean mayonnaise. It's like a tub, like a gallon of it. It's like $4.
No, yeah. It's nasty stuff.
But it's nasty stuff. It's heart sludge.
But he says, choose satiating foods. Make sure you got something to fill you up, like a bunch of veggies that are low glycemic.
Yep.
Don't wolf your food. In other words, slow down when you eat.
That's a hard one.
Eat whole foods, not juiced foods. Like, in other words, don't drink a bunch of orange juice. Eat an orange.
Or eat an apple.
It says a whole orange is glucose absorbed slowly because it's encased in fiber, whereas orange juice dumps a load of glucose into the blood quickly.
Yep.
I mean, fast. Eat less often. If you eat six times a day, you'll get hungry six times a day. Your hunger hormone, ghrelin, is considered conditioned to rise. Hunger recedes when you ignore it. Practice not snacking before meals, and you recondition ghrelin to three times a day. Now, I'm going to disagree with him on this, okay? Because I think six small meals a day is great. Six big meals a day is not. But six small meals, that way you don't have to dump more than 300 calories if you're a guy into your diet every meal. And it really helps the body not store it as fat. Eat less often. You can do that. A lot of people will fast every morning. That's okay, but I don't like that. I'd rather have you eat protein in the morning and not fat. And you can fast at nighttime if you want to. The problem with that is you're going to wake up in the middle of the night because of cortisol. That's why
hungry.
That's why I like to eat two or three eggs before I go to bed at night around 10 o'clock. It keeps you asleep all night. And add seeds to your smoothies. That's okay, too. But the problem with seeds is they're real high in calories. You got to be careful
with that. Flax seeds. That stuff, man,
flax seed oil is like throwing a wet blanket on fat-burning metabolism. It's that hard to burn fat if you're eating flaxseed oil or flax seeds.
It's good for you, though.
Omega-3s,
but for some odd reason, it does not increase.
Well, no, it stops the fat-burning metabolism pretty much. Flax, flaxseed oil. So I don't, if you notice, we used to sell that. I don't think we carry it anymore. Same thing with soybean.
It's a good omega-3. It's just the problems I found a lot of people that took large doses of it that fought trying to burn body fat. Omega-3 is fish oil. You can still burn body fat really well. Omega-3
can't do
fish
flax oil. At all.
Yeah. No. It's for some odd reason. Now, if you're having a weight problem and you can't gain weight, flaxseed oil is great.
Have at it, right? You know, who has that anymore? I mean, that's...
Occasionally, I get some guys occasionally that talk about...
Only when they're young.
When they're young and they're trying to pack... Well, yeah, I'm not talking about a grown adult taking flaxseed. I'm talking about a 16, 17-year-old kid trying to get the weights. He's working out all the time.
I remember Gene Dawes, my friend from college. I remember he was about... he's like 6'4", and he was like 140 pounds. He was a skinny boy. And we put 40 or 50 pounds on him in about 4 months.
Yeah.
But we did it with, with almond butter. We did it with whipping cream, organic whipping cream. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you blow the calories up like that. You
shakes.
Will protein shakes, And but I mean,
it's fat.
Yeah, we did. He went up to about 190 pounds. I mean, he completely changed how he looked. He still was lean, but he looked good.
Yeah.
But he was a
146. He was a scarecrow.
He was funny. Yeah. This is a funny story. He's real skinny, right? I never met him before. He's in my classroom with me. And we're in a calculus, and I went to algebra class. And he was in there, and somebody said something that was funny. He was laughing. Now, Gene's 6'4", and Gene's kind of he was kind of a redneck. Well, he probably still is. And it was funny.
Pot called the kettle black from when you were younger.
And, I can't say anything. That's why we were friends.
We all are from Auburndale.
No, listen to this.
Don't adjust your halo.
I never told you the story. So he's sitting in the classroom with him, right? And the teacher tells Gene not to laugh. And Gene stands up and flings his desk over to the side.
Oh, gosh.
And looked at the professor and said, I'll laugh at anybody I want to laugh at whenever I want to laugh. The professor's like, okay.
Sounds like a Polk County boy.
He was a Polk County boy. He had a Camaro, like a 67 Camaro, that he had like a 500 horsepower motor in. Had a big mural painted on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Camaros. Big old Camaro. The whole car would shake when it would run.
Those cars have just absolutely gone bonkers. All those old school cars.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the doggone auction the other day, the Beacom auction again, and it's like, dude, that old raw stuff is just...
Well, they had that one a few years ago. I forgot which one it was. It was a 3LTZ or something with a track package on it. What was that? What was
the
that
Camaro?
Called? Yeah.
Oh, ZL1 1LE.
That car has held its value.
I bought one of those. Remember, the dealership
years
couldn't
ago.
Sell it.
Yeah.
It was a 2018 six-speed manual. Dealership could not sell it. It was in North Carolina. They ended up giving me like $15,000 off sticker.
I remember that.
They picked it up, I think, for like 50-something, drove it for almost a year, sold it for like 60. And now you can't even get them for less than like 80 or 90.
Really?
Used. Oh, yeah. Because they were a real limited run at the end of the six-speed manual, so you got a three-pedal, with a 1LE track package on it. Car road stiff. That I remember, that was my first real sports car I ever bought. And that thing was just, it was.
I remember I drove
650 horsepower.
Handled great.
Handled insane. Yeah. But they, you can't get them anymore.
Okay, I know you guys don't want to, you know, you don't want to
side note. Cars I don't think time, yeah. Well, I've seen you a couple of weeks. We get back on topic of cars. Yeah, and one thing I want to add back on here as well, and it was talking about, he was talking about fruit. He's absolutely right. You can eat a decent amount of fruit, but don't be juicing it. For some odd reason, I know that that concept keeps popping
up. It's like orange juice, yeah.
People want to go on a juice fast, and they're like chugging juice all day. First off, you're spiking your blood sugar life. You're going to eat fruit. You're going to do a fruit fast, and you're going to eat like oranges and apples. That's okay because they'll give you energy, your body processes. I mean, you know, I remember growing up in Auburndale here, you know, where it was.
We used to have citrus trees.
Well, we used to have citrus trees everywhere. I mean, where we live now, I mean, it was completely surrounded by orange groves.
We used to throw oranges at each other.
Yeah. They'd be on the ground. They'd fall off. And I remember during the summer, we'd always be riding our bicycles. We're gone 6, 7, 8 hours, 10 and 12 hours a day. We just disappear for the day. My dirt bike grams. And we pretty much lived off tangerines and oranges. We all did. Nobody went home. We drink water out of a water faucet, you know, water spigot over the hose water half the time. You got to make sure you don't burn your face off. You got to let it run for about a minute until it hits the well water and cools down. But we ate oranges all day. And, I mean, all of us stayed insanely lean. And it gives a ton of energy. But you got to eat actual raw fruit. You can't be doing the juicing, man. It's just too much sugar.
Oh, by the way, Trump's commanders. I got to pick at this one for a minute. Some of you are going to be mad at me. Some of you are going to be happy for me or whatever. Trump's commanders are now telling his troops to prepare for Jesus' return and issue a chilling Armageddon prophecy. This is Daily Mail wrote this. This is not some
little...
Are you
serious?
Donald Trump's commanders have been accused of telling troops that the war with Iran is part of God's plan for Armageddon.
You know why they're doing it? Well, I'll let you finish. I'm going to tell you why they're doing this right now.
The Military Religious Freedom Foundation, a nonprofit civil rights watchdog, has said it's received 110 complaints from troops since the war broke out. The complaints span more than 40 different units across 30 military sites. First reported on by veteran journalist John Larson Substack. A high non-commissioned officer at NCO wrote to MRFF Monday that this combat unit commander had claimed Trump was anointed by Jesus to light the signal fire in Iran to cause Armageddon and mark his return to Earth. I'm going to cover this in a second. He urged us to tell our troops that this was all part of God's divine plans, and he specifically referenced numerous citations out of the Book of Revelations referring to Armageddon and the return of Christ. The NCO, anonymized by MRF, he did it, said they were writing on behalf of 15 others, including 11 Christians, a Muslim, and a Jew. The NCO said they told the commanders, commandments may destroy morale and unit cohesion, are in violation of the oaths that we swore to support the Constitution. A White House official denied that commanders were giving orders based on end-time scripture. Now, I would admit that I don't think this probably came from the top of the White House. I really, really don't. But it could have done that, but I don't think so. The problem with it is this goes all back to the Book of Revelation. It goes all back to Zionism.
Schofield Reference Bible.
It goes all back to the Schofield Reference Bible, the rebuilding of the Third Temple. That's what it all goes back to. And they what they're doing here is they're picking up a group of people now that want to hear this in the military to give them more support, because now we have a jihad. We have a holy war against the Muslims, and we are trying to bring Jesus back. So everything that we do is now justified destroying Iran.
And every single thing the Jews do is now justified because God deemed it so.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. Just clarify this.
Pat Robertson did this years ago, and so did Oral Roberts. Okay, I don't support either one of those two. They're both, you know, supposedly in heaven now, which I hope they are. And Oral Roberts said basically if he didn't get $7 million for his city of faith, that God was going to call him home. You guys don't remember. This is many years ago. You can look it up. I don't make this stuff up. And he basically says that God's basically said he was going to kill him if he didn't get the money. So somebody who owned like a track of, you know, a betting track gave him the money. And that was interesting. And then the same Pat Robertson, he'd always do that. Thus saith the Lord. He'd come in and prophesy of the 700 Club. And about three quarters of the time, everything he said never happened. But he's saying it's from God. Now, let me stop for one second. If you take the anointed leadership of a prophet, if you feel God's anointed you to be a prophet, and you're prophesying, you better be right. Because in the Old Testament, when they prophesied often and they weren't right, not bad.
That's exactly right. Now it was Old Testament, but that was
old school.
God's real funny about that, because as far as if you're doing that without his support, that is considered blasphemy.
And so what happened is that, you know, now they're saying that this is all a jihad holy war to support Israel, to support the recovery. Without, what they're not telling you is they want to be rebuild a third temple there in Israel. They've had a problem with the Dome of the Rock being there, and they want to rebuild their third temple so they can bring the Antichrist, it's Lucifer, out on the temple steps, like it says in Thessalonians, in order to declare himself God. They're not caught talking about all that. So, and we've gone into detail about this before. Why do we want the book of Revelation and the seals to start popping and to bring in the Antichrist? But they want that because they want to get raptured, which is, I don't personally believe in that either. And they want to go up into the heavenly grandstands and sit there and applaud while we watch billions of people die on this planet. The whole thing is a twisted concept, to be honest with you. And it's all through the Scofield Reference Bible by Cyrus Scofield, who stole it from Darby, who was pushed by Samuel Untermeyer through the Oxford Press by Woodrow Wilson to promote this over 100 years ago to push the reformation of the country of Israel. And we've gone into details. I won't do that again today. Be very careful when someone says, thus saith the Lord. You've got to look at their track record. Now, they may be a prophet. But I'm not saying they're not. But I'm saying look at their track record and see how accurate they are most of the time, because a lot of the time they may just be speaking in the flesh and not by the Spirit. Because if God ever talks to you, let me be real clear here, you're going to know it was God. You know, I had that experience once before. I told you that story before. And when I try to talk about it in detail, I get teared up. This has been many years ago because it affected me in such a way. If you ever have a supernatural encounter, and you know it's supernatural, you will never be the same again if it's real. Other people come in and they're all say, well, Jesus told me this, Jesus told me that, Jesus told me this, Jesus told me that. Whoa. What are we doing here? You got to realize if it doesn't line up with Scripture, it ain't Jesus. Just thought I'd mention that. Austin, what do you think?
No, you're spot on. You're spot on with it. This whole, oh gosh, I'm not going to go into another segment. I don't have enough time. I want to cover some health stuff. This whole thing, what they're doing is this is more psychological manipulation by weaponizing Christianity, manipulating Christianity to try to get more people to support
this
nonsense.
There you go.
That's what it is. Now, everything we do now is justified because, well, God said so. I can't stand people that talk like this. I can't stand to try to justify their behavior by saying this. We've known for a long time what was going to happen with Iran, what they wanted to do, and why Israel wanted to knock them out. So I'm not going to.
It's the Greater Israel Program.
Where's the video? I got to find it real quick. The one where the doggone general, he's talking about basically all the countries don't have the reserve banks before we went into Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to pull it up real quick.
That was Wesley Clark.
Yep, I'm going to pull it up.
The Pentagon did not respond to requests for comment. The religious tenor at the top of the military is not confined to the battlefield. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, a born-again Christian, which I'm happy about that, holds monthly prayer meetings in the Pentagon and attends a weekly Bible study at the White House led by a preacher who argues that God blesses those who support Israel. Trump's longtime spiritual advisor, Paula White, who I know her personally, has made similar claims for decades. He's urging Christians to stand with Israel. Pastor John Hagee, who I do not follow whatsoever, though he does have some good seminars that he preaches, but he's old now, who visited the White House multiple times during Trump's first meeting, the term, told the congregation on Sunday that a war with Iran signaled that we are nearing the end times. No, it does not. Prophetically, we're right on cue, Hagee says. No, we're not. Sirens are wailing and the prophecies written thousands of years ago stepping into the world stage. That might be true, but they're being forced. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee claimed that Trump would receive a message from God shortly before the strikes on Iran in June. I believe you will hear from heaven, and the voice is far more important than mine or anyone else's, he wrote to Trump. You will not see, you did not seek this moment. This moment sought you, okay? First of all, when's the last time you heard Donald Trump talk about being a born-again Christian and serving the Most High God? I'm asking you that. I'm not talking about he mentioned Christmas or whatever. I'm saying he says, I have accepted Christ, because many people say that he's become a Jew, that he's converted to Judaism because his daughter did. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. All I know, he never talks about Jesus that way. His language is filthy. And I'm not saying that I got some halo over my head because every once in a while I use bad language. Okay, I'm not saying that.
Easy.
I got to be careful with that one. But the truth is, who in the world is he following? Because when you pull the God card, which is what I call this, you say, God told me this, there's no retort.
No, there's not.
Because if I say God didn't tell you that and I'm wrong, then I'm the one blaspheming. If I say God did tell you that and you're wrong, then God, you're the one blaspheming. It's just there's no way to come back when a Christian says that. If I tell you that, you know, that I've heard from God before, I have, you know, there's no retort saying, well, you didn't do that because I was there.
Here's the thing that I got to say this. And again, this can move. This can change sometimes. The vast majority of the time, when you have an experience with God or an encounter or something like that. It's never done in a way that you're to use it to manipulate other people.
Nope.
That's the difference.
It's for you and you only.
For you. Now, maybe for something you to talk about.
That's right.
Experience. Mm-hmm. And say, this is what's happened to me. This is how God changed me. This is my road to Damascus experience, certain things like that. But it is never, God is not a manipulative God. He isn't going to tell somebody something or have an experience with you and then say, by the way, you need to use this experience with me to make sure everybody's manipulated to do what your bidding is.
You know, when Paul was running around killing Christians, he was a murderer boy. He was killing a lot of Christians. He killed Stephen, the first martyr, was one involved in the hell the cloaks of those who stoned Stephen to death. When Paul was converted, God knew that he had to do something big to change Paul, because Paul was an all-out Paul. Somebody push all the buttons, push all the strings, push everybody. Paul was going to get it done. Wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And what happened is God had him on the road to Damascus to go kill more Christians. God didn't have him doing that, but that's when he caught him. Jesus showed up. So when someone returns back, you know, to this planet like that, like Jesus with Paul, knocks him off his horse, blinds him on top of everything else, it changed Paul forever.
It did.
Okay, so that was the road to Damascus experience, if you've never heard that term before. And so when God gives you, and if that ever happens to you, and you actually encounter a supernatural experience like that from God, consider yourself to be blessed beyond measure, shaken together, running over, pressed together, so your cup cannot contain it, because if you allow it to, it'll change you forever. Because you're going to realize that all the things that we talk about on this show are real, and it changes you as a person. And so if you ever have that experience, always remember, God really, really, really likes you if he does that. He's trying to use you to make a change in other people's lives. He really is. And in your own life in many cases. But always remember that. So that's why when these guys do this and they randomly say stuff like this, it really bothers me, Austin, because I know podcasters and other people who basically out there are doing stuff, and they always say, well, God told me this, and God told me that, and Jesus told me this, and Jesus told me that. I'm like, your life doesn't really reflect that. You know, you're always running around with fear porn. There's one podcaster who has got his own website, and he basically just comes out with fear porn all the time, and he's always screaming all the time. He's got a really bad attitude, and it's negative, negative, negative all the time. We don't have a spirit of fear, but of power and a love of the sound mind if we have Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Always remember that. You'll love this.
This is from 2007. 2007.
Listen to this.
Right after 9/11.
General Wesley Clark.
10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me in. He said, sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second. I said, well, you're too busy. He said, no. He says, we've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq. This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, we're going to war with Iraq. Why? He said, I don't know. He said, I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense office today, and he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. I said, is it classified? He said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. And I saw him a year or so ago, and I said, you remember that? He said, sir, I didn't show you that memo. I didn't show it to you.
I'm sorry, what did you say his name was?
I'm not going to give you his name.
So go through the countries again?
Well, starting with Iraq, then Syria and Lebanon, then Libya, then Somalia and Sudan, and then back to Iran.
We've done all that now. Now, we've told you this for years. This is years ago he said this. And it's all part of the greater Israel program.
It is.
But they needed Jeffrey Epstein in the mix.
So the question is, what can you do to help out? with stress levels.
Super mushroom complex.
Relax. Because I don't know what else to do other than that right now is just maintain cortisol,
pray.
Stay healthy,
pray. Who by warring can add a single moment
read
to their life?
Read the Bible. I told you guys before I did that the other day, and it was actually quite productive. I grabbed the Bible up, and I just flipped it open. You know, I've done that sometimes.
I like
just,
that.
Just flip it open. Mm-hmm. Let it lay, and you open it, and you'll be surprised every time I do it. I'm like, oh, this is an interesting section. Oh, this actually is adaptive to what's happening right now. Yeah. So again, guys, there's a lot of stuff you can do to keep your family strong. I talk about it all the time with the health, the ultimate chewable for the kids. The cod liver oil is really good for the brain development. The mushroom complex. Harrison wrote this article for me, and it goes into detail on the different mushrooms that we have in here, what it does for the immune system, what it does for cortisol, what it does for memory, what it does for sleep, what it does as far as in the clinical trials they've done, evidence with human studies on it. So be sure to check that out. It's a really good one you can throw in and also tie it in with the cortisol buster if you've got any, you know, stress issues that are going on right now. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, there's nothing new under the sun. We've talked about this for years. It's going to happen. The reason why I put up that article with Dr. Wesley Clark is the fact that he knew this was going to happen.
20 years ago.
Everybody knew this was going to happen. We were all expecting this to happen, not because it was a good thing, not because we wanted it to happen, but they deemed it so. And like he said, when you got the biggest military in the world, everything starts to look like a nail when all you are is a hammer. And that's the problem we have to do now. Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, you sent me an article yesterday, their shares are through the roof again.
Yeah, you know, Sonny, this morning I got an email in, and someone said to me, the best show you ever did was February the 24th, 2023. Let me repeat that. 2/24/23. Okay.
Okay. I don't remember that show.
No, and it's episode number 1954. Okay. And
it ironically.
Said, yeah, and it said, must listen. This show is probably the clearest, most succinct show that I've ever done concerning the following topics. It is a must listen, high energy show. It ties these topics together: multidimensional fractal universe, purpose of black magic, why they hate Jesus, who are the four horsemen of banking, you know, what is the veil, how does the blood of Christ save us. And I started listening to the show again this morning, and he's right. It's one of the best shows. And I didn't give it a green show title. I don't know how I missed that. I said it's a must-listen show.
We must have some relevant stuff or some stuff that's
current. I don't know.
Time
I'm
there.
Still listening to it, but it's great. So that's February the 24th, 23, if you want some clarity on what's happening right now in the world. 22/24/23. In fact, the next time we have to do a tape, we'll probably play that particular show because we've never replayed that. And he goes, this is by far the best show you and Austin have ever done, period. Done.
That's a bold statement.
That's a strong statement. We've done almost 3,000 shows. And but episode 1954. So listen to that one if you get a chance. And by the way, remember, keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. You know, Jesus got this, by the way.
Yeah.
He paid this price on Calvary. He's already done this. The war is over. It's won. These are just skirmishes we're dealing with. And because God's omnipresent and a day is like 1,000 years to us, for him, we seem to be dragging this thing out. But it's only been a couple of days since Christ's crucifixion for God on the cross. Remember that. For him. So he's like just putting up with some of this nonsense for a few more days, and he's going to basically, you know, fix this mess for us. Just always remember that. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ, and who by worrying can add a single moment to their life. That's really, really, really important. I love you guys. It's good to be back on the show with Austin. Hope you enjoyed today's broadcast.
You guys need to check out the podcast news, browershow.com. You know where to get a hold of us on there. Be sure to stay updated on the latest episodes. Food Myth Exposed. Yesterday, I did a straight health show. Sometimes you guys like that. I went into detail on the different types of foods, different types of problems, different types of ingredients, whole nine yards. I went from top to bottom on it. So if you're wanting to watch an all just basically straight health show, that's the one to watch on there. If you're wanting to watch other stuff on fluoride damage, look at that one the day before. I did another really good pretty much all health show the last 2 days. I know a lot of you guys like that. This week, we'll cover a little bit more world news and stuff that's going on. But at the end of the day, we're going to give you guys real things that are happening with real solutions and ways to take care of yourself, ways to take care of your family and your community, and continue to stay strong and healthy. Because remember, at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do if you feel like garbage.
But all you want to do is sleep. You're probably going to just sleep.
So keep your body, mind, spirit strong. Continue to stay healthy. Keep the truth out there. Stay focused on the positive. Check out the product of the week, the GHI Cleanse, will be loading probably later on this afternoon. I usually load them up about 3 or 4 o'clock as far as change them over. That'll go on sale. If you want the probiotic, you got a couple more hours on the DF. So be sure to check that out. And on the best sellers, make sure, if you guys are loving these products, give me some reviews on them. That's all I ask from you. I appreciate them. It allows me to see your results and other people to see the positive effects that these products are having. So have an awesome, safe, strong night as always. And we'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always, my friends.
Hey, I love you guys, and it's great to be back. Thanks for your prayers while I was gone, and I'm back. I love you.